the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord.
Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord.
Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is a king, rise up and sing. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won.
Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Also like to welcome visitors from Southern California, part of our extended church, Mr. and Mrs. Rice, seated here with us today. Happy to see you this morning. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, what does Jesus mean when he affirms Psalm 82, calling men gods? At 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation, and will now be teaching in Revelation chapter 6. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you.
let's continue our worship now with hymn number 227, The Cleansing Wave. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 314, I Am Thine, O Lord.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the Psalms the words of David, who said, "Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." Certainly, Father, each time that we think on you, this relevant picture that we will study today in Isaiah comes to my mind. Your holiness, your separation from sin, the virtue that show us that there is a God greater than ourselves. But then, Father, comes the beauty of your grace, the revelation not only of your glory and its splendor, but the revelation of your love and care. And many of us were able to believe because of your grace and your mercy. And certainly we confess to you that we believe that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. We confess to you that he is the one that we are challenged to imitate and to follow. So give us his love, his compassion. Give us the assurance that our spiritual life is trusting not in ourselves, but in a God greater than ourselves, the God of the Bible. Thank you, Father, for those who are here this morning, those who are in the extended church from New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Texas. We receive notes and letters from almost every state in the Union that through the miracle of the internet, we are broadcasting to them. And thank you for those in the radio audience of 880 AM in California. They're also truck drivers and many people who pass by and listen to our station, that listen to our service. May this be profitable to their life, and they may feel as a family as they are together with us. We thank you for this great nation of ours and for our president, for the vice president, and for our Congress. And we pray that each one of them may realize that above them there is a God who demands justice and who demands imitation of the values that this nation was founded for. Thank you, Lord, for our great missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, for David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. And Lord, thank you that the coming Sunday we will have them in the night service for a report, and we hope the church can hear it. Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, Dr. Dante around the Amazon River, and then Jose and Diane Avila, Lord, thank you. They are the one who are coming the next Sunday. And Lord, how precious we are to receive a man who is skilled in computers and so on, and is helping the people in Costa Rica to coordinate their efforts and to coordinate their books and so on. Thank you, Father, for their work and for their visit that they are coming into our church. Here locally, we have the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Sport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Missions. Lord, as small as we are, you are able to give us the finances to provide for these people for 26 years without failing one Sunday. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your people who do the effort to give. And so we pray that you bless them as they do as well today. Lord, we do have visitors, and we pray for their blessings as they participate in our service and later on in the Lord's Supper. And then, Lord, we pray for the college students. We have a lot of college students here today, and many already left to go back to a school, and many will leave this coming week. May you be with them as you were with Joseph and with Joshua and with Moses. That's what they need. They need you by their side, and then the rest will be history. So now, Father, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Amen.
Thank you, choir. Would you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 765. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Blessed is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures, the written record of your mighty works. We thank you that in them we see Jesus, whom we have come today to praise and to glorify. We again thank you that you have not left us ignorant, but have caught us You have taught us and drawn us to the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we come into your presence. We thank you that through the scriptures and the gift of faith, by your mercy, we are permitted to see into the throne room of heaven and view the majesty of your holiness. Help us to always keep this vision before us. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the great truths from the Bible. May we hear, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, profit from the teaching through application to our daily lives. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?